This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Glad to be here behind the microphone facilitating a conversation with a couple of great authors today. We're also going to talk a little bit about the coal-wind-wind-coal debate, which for some is becoming an all-or-nothing battle in North Dakota right now. That's not the North Dakota way, is it? I hope there's another way. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions is a group that certainly advocates for wind development, but they're pro energy. So am I. I'm for all of the above. I really am. And I look at it from a very North Dakota perspective. By that I mean, what's best for North Dakota, North Dakotans? Which energy resources are best? In other words, if the oil industry, which I think is underappreciated in so many ways in our great state, I can't even tell you. Maybe it'll be a little more appreciated now that the revenue, the golden goose, has been put on hold. No more golden eggs for a while. Got to rebuild from this crazy cycle that we're in. But if the oil industry had a canvas and said, just draw things exactly like you'd have them to be able to employ more people and have more communities, be perfect homes for the workforces and, you know, the infrastructure and all the pieces of the puzzle, they'd probably say, we don't want to share any of the pie with ethanol, right? And if you had the ethanol folks in a room, they'd say, well, I'd just assume that everybody burn only ethyl. That was to put E85 in every car, 2001 and newer. And the coal industry would say, I would want every power source. Why wouldn't you want affordable, reliable energy all the time? We have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal here. We'll have all the market share. We all think that way. But is that the best thing for North Dakota? Ethanol produced with North Dakota corn allows North Dakota corn farmers to get a better price for their corn nearby. It becomes part of the options for the consumer. That's a win-win. That's a good thing. Right now, nationally, the coal industry is in a battle with gas. Well, ironically, we have a lot of gas. We flare a lot of gas in North Dakota. There could be investments made there for power generation, even at these sites and all kinds of other things that would generate more of it. That's not happening for a lot of different reasons, but they're playing well together, even in North Dakota. But nationally, gas has taken more and more market share from coal. Now, wind has as well nationally, but it's a small percentage. Yet there's this giant battle in that regard. Here's my bottom line. I'm not going to go on and explain this anymore. You get the idea. What I'm for is for North Dakota energy. We have a lot of it. We're an energy exporting state. And in my mind, we all ought to be informed about these debates, talking to legislative leaders about this, talking about statewide office holders, talking about congressional delegation, talking to you know, county commissioners and city council members, because it's so central to our livelihood. And I don't know that we do that enough. So I'm working on some things here in the within the next month, I'll say, to have a conversation about all things North Dakota energy and see if we can find a place where we set down the circular firing squad approach and just get all in for all North Dakota energy. And everybody has a piece of that. Agriculture has a piece of that. Landowners have a piece of that. Kind of one and the same, landowners and agriculture, but you get the idea. All the energy sectors do as well. I just feel really, really strongly about it, and I don't like the place we find ourselves in right now. Because there's enough angst and worry and hand-wringing and everything else. And honestly, between now and November, at a bare minimum, you should take every ounce of your energy, and direct it into helping Donald J. Trump be reelected. Because if he's not, everything I just talked about with North Dakota energy is going to be, well, most of what I talked about is just going to be flat out under assault to the point where the rug will be pulled right from underneath these energy sources. These are the stated goals, increasingly, of Joe Biden, who's really adopted the whole extreme environmental agenda from AOC and Bernie Sanders and all the rest. So we battle now within the landscape we're in, but the battlefield would get very different come January if Joe Biden is elected. I don't know about you. I care enough about this country to do everything within my power to have that conversation, to leave no stone unturned, to say, let's fight. Let's expend every ounce of energy we have in making that happen. Because if we don't, folks, the last few months are going to look like a picnic compared to what's ahead. No doubt about it. Anyway, a couple opening thoughts on the program today. The authors we'll talk to, Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. I've been wanting to have him back on for a while. When the Lafayette Square thing is what did it for me, the Andrew Jackson statue. And Andrew Jackson statue has been toppled a lot of places. And you really have to wonder, do people that are toppling that really know anything about Andrew Jackson? They know anything about his story? We're going to talk to Brian Kilmeade about that. He writes great books. He's just passionate about history. It's so fun to talk to him. Also, the best-selling author of Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. There's a guy with some enthusiasm about this. His name is David Horowitz. And so we'll chat with him. I have a copy of the book to give away, along with some other things today on the program, so stay tuned for your chance to win that. And then we're going to chat with the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, as I mentioned earlier. Comprehensive Energy Solutions, meaning all of the above, and see if we can get underneath the hood of this increasingly all-or-nothing battle in North Dakota between wind and coal. Not for all, but for a lot, and, you know, it's a concern. So stay tuned for all that more. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind, would you? I want to know. 800-228-0550. Todd is off today, but Kevin is here.
Yo.
Kevin's got some great bumper music lined up for the program today.
I do, actually.
Daniel answering your calls when you call 800-228-0550, or you can call me, or text me, rather, at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Jim, on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video. Anybody who ever slipped a light switch on should watch. It's called Planet of the Humans. It really brings out the truth about coal, wind, and solar.
Planet of the Humans, you say?
Yes.
Interesting. All right. Isn't that Michael Moore?
I don't remember who that was.
Yep, no, he did it.
Because Michael Moore is kind of a whack job. He's kind of an expert.
Michael Moore produced it. It was a different director, but yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
That worries me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'll listen and watch anything, but I'll have a hard time recommending anything Michael Moore is a part of because he is as off the charts crazy about his views as anybody I know. But I'll check it out, Jim, okay?
All right.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550. But, you know, when you flip on the switch, you should know where is this coming from. I agree there. Texter says, Scott, you don't seem very worried that Dapple is closed. Well, Dapple is not closed, first of all. Second of all, when I talk about the last few months looking like a picnic compared to what's coming, that's what I'm talking about. That and so many other things. There is action in the courts right now on this question of the Dakota Access Pipeline. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Dak Diesel today. CJ and the team are on the business end of a couple of tractors, pickup trucks, getting those folks back on the road. Repair, maintenance, they do it all. They have some great additives as well that will get you better mileage. That's worth a stop at the Dak Diesel headquarters in Bismarck, North Dakota. And folks are bringing them rigs from all over because all things diesel, they live, breathe, sleep, eat it. That's all they do. That's right. When's the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? If you can't remember, bring it to the pros at DAG Diesel. Not running just quite right, get it in there before the big bucks. Start with the bills to get it running after it breaks down. 701-258-5011 online at DAGDiesel.com. Terry and Partial, you're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Terry.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I just got to back up a little bit, reiterate a little bit on that. The gentleman just called a little bit ago that, unlike you, I'm not a Michael Moore fan, but this show, that Planet of the Humans, it gets into a whole lot more detail and exposes a whole lot of stuff. The environmental groups, how they're capitalized, really gets into Al Gore, how he made his money. But it's well worth watching. It's a real eye-opener. I was surprised. I was totally surprised. I would highly recommend everybody watch this. So,
well, I never shy away from watching something. I really don't. I mean, I just would have a hard time recommending it if I thought it was a bunch of Michael Moore propaganda, right? But glad to hear that you believe it's worth a watch, and confirming the previous caller. So we'll check that out. Looks like it's fairly new here.
As you do a search on it too, there's a couple of different people that are debunking some of the claims that are in it, which doesn't surprise me with Michael Moore. But
yeah, but yeah. I tell you that the dirty secret in environmental extremism is big money behind trying to take out market share from fossil fuels. There's no doubt in my mind about that. None. That's very true, and it's a dark, shadowy. Let's look. Dakota Access Pipeline is a prime example. I mean, that wasn't any more an organic, thoughtful, true concern over water protest than I'm the man in the moon. You know, it wasn't. It was well funded. It was well organized. It was all about social media. It was about raising more money for the groups. It was, and a lot of it was just flat out evil, as we saw on the ground there. So. Good points, Terry. Appreciate your call. Thank you. Speaking of DAPL, by the way, the previous texter said, Scott, you don't seem very worried that DAPL is closed. Again, it's not closed. A judge has ordered it to shut down within 30 days. That is being appealed. That's how you do that, right? And so the judge rejected the appeal, and now it goes to a three-judge panel. Unfortunately, it's at the D.C. Circuit, so you don't know. I believe we're waiting for those judges to be decided, and then they will decide. But I don't expect the Dakota Access Pipeline to be shut down for a year and a half while they do an environmental impact statement when you have the shenanigans that have happened to this point. In the courts, even the judge previously said that EIS was not necessary. That was the most extensive environmental assessment ever done of a project of similar size by this thing. This is all an agenda, folks. This is all part of a well-funded mob of anti-fossil fuel zealots. Okay, that's all it is. You got to know it. You got to believe it, and you got to understand the battle. That's what it is. So that's what they're fighting. Not just the courts, but that kind of mentality. So let's just let this play out. See what the appeal brings, and take it one step at a time. But no, if it shuts down, you bet I'll be worried. I'll be very worried. Number one, just the prospect of it shutting down has already shut off capital from people wanting to come back and drill again because the price of oil was up to $40. So it has slowed activity already from what was happening, the prospect of it. And if it was not there, if it was gone, every water project in the state of North Dakota is in trouble. Every infrastructure project is in trouble in the state of North Dakota. Every government entity from local, city, statewide, having to rethink things, because that will shut off an enormous amount of revenue that comes into the state of North Dakota from this project. Maybe then people will realize what's at stake here. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Scott. I'll make a quick comment about Andrew Jackson, and then I got a comment about the energy. One, Andrew Jackson is a cousin of mine, so it'll be really interesting to listen to the author that's written about this.
That guy is amazing. Your cousin's pretty cool. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it goes back about seven generations, but it was a direct line from my family to his family, so that's really cool.
Well, I'm honored
and,
you called.
So I've always liked the $20 bill. Other than that, I was going to say, I completely agree with you on we have to support the energy. We all have to come together and support energy in North Dakota. I mean, that we all have our differences and we all have our games that we want to play, our individual, but as a whole, we have to support. It's just like my wife and I are looking for beef and chicken, and we've been finding it in Minnesota, but we live in North Dakota, and I want to support, my wife and I both want to support North Dakota producers. This is where we live. This is who we want to support. And it's the same thing. We need to support this state. It's this state is very, very valuable.
And you know what, Tom, I honestly believe the vast majority of North Dakotans, given the time to wrap their mind around this discussion, would be exactly in the same position you are in supporting all of North Dakota energy. So my idea in getting, think of the Tea Party. Remember the Tea Parties? Tea Parties were a product really of Obamacare and a lot of spending from Barack Obama very early on to say, no way, you're not taking away my health care. You're not going to take away my choice on doctors. No way you're not going to spend us into oblivion. That's what it was. People came out and said, enough already. I'm thinking of that kind of mentality. And once that's there, we'll see more people do it. Somebody just texted me, Scott, where's the pushback on stuff like this from Republicans? Stuff like this meaning the DAPL pipeline, I assume.
Yep.
Crickets, crickets as always. I agree. Every Republican ought to be putting out a statement. If you're an elected Republican, you ought to put out a statement right now to say, we're not going to stand for this. No way, no how. But I'm telling you, you know, a few have at the top levels and great statements. But Senator John Hovind had a really strong statement, And I appreciated that. But more need to do it at every level. I couldn't agree anymore. And you know what? They will, Tom, if they see you and others supporting it. See, they don't want to go first. They don't want to lead. But by golly, if they see you doing it, so that's why letting your voice heard is so important. Well, I'm really impressed that I actually talked to a cousin of Andrew Jackson's. That's pretty cool. Stay tuned for the interview coming up here. Mike in Wyoming tells
us. Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to let you know that there is hope for our youth. I've got two daughters who just graduated to college, and both have been screaming liberals since they were about 17 and voted for Hillary, and they're both pushing for Trump now, which shocked me. They both called me a couple months ago and told me they had to switch because they got out of college and got real jobs.
They said, Dad, we get it now?
Yep, they said they understand why things are weird.
I love it. Well, that is some hope right there that I'm going to hang on to all day long to think about that story, Mike. I appreciate you calling. You bet. Call again. We're going to add Wyoming to our list when we say North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and Wyoming. Love getting calls from Wyoming. That's right. Glad you're listening out there. God bless you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free, 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying if students don't return to the classroom this fall, the entire U.S. economy would suffer. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump could give schools an incentive to reopen this fall.
I think the president would be willing to consider additional funding for state and local governments if the schools do reopen.
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News. Last week, President Trump threatened to cut federal funding for schools that don't reopen amid the ongoing coronavirus. Officials are hoping to see a COVID-19 vaccine start production by the end of this summer. The goal is to distribute 300 million doses by the start of next year. As a top administration official says, vaccines are already being produced, but it's still unclear how effective they are. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You remember Charlie Brown and Linus in his blanket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to be with the new MyPillow towel. That's not going to leave my side. Yeah.
I just better not see you sucking your thumb, and then we're going to have a problem.
Is that right? Beach blankets, beach towels are now the thing at MyPillow. That's right. The towels, they have perfected. They perfected the pillow, Mike Lindell and his team. They perfected the mattress topper, the bed, and now sheets and pillows, too. And added to the mix now for the pillows in that great Giza Egyptian cotton are beach blankets and beach towels. The beach, the lake, the pool, the bath, whatever. Machine washable and dryable, you gotta love them. And you save a bunch, up to 35% with the promo code SCOTT right now on the big 40 by 78 beach blanket or the 36 by 70 beach towel. I love the colors on these, too. They've really done a nice job there. Mike Lindell is the man that stands behind President Trump. He's an unafraid business magnate. For that alone, it's worthy to buy his products, isn't it? Great gifts. Can't go wrong. Money-back guarantee, 60 days. 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, or call 800-506-9028. All right, you watch him on Fox and Friends. And Brian Kilmeade is, what I love most about Brian's books is just the enthusiasm that comes out of the books for the characters that are history, that are part of our history. And it's quite obvious with the shenanigans going on nationwide and trying to take down statues and take down anything to do with our history that we need it. And when I saw the vision of what was happening in Lafayette Square, where there is a statue of Andrew Jackson just outside the White House, you know who I thought about?
Who?
This guy right here, Brian Kilmeade. I thought of you. Brian, Lafayette Square, Andrew Jackson going down. I'm thinking of Brian Kilmeade. You know why?
Well, not only that, they took him down in Jackson, Mississippi. And they're trying to take him down in New Orleans. He won the Battle of New Orleans. There would be no American New Orleans without Andrew Jackson. And there would be no President Jackson without New Orleans. So when you see that it wasn't just Andrew Jackson, the president, it was the Jackson era. There was a Jackson era in American history. There was the Jefferson Jackson dinner. This guy was just after the generation of founding fathers. And he came in, you know, people weren't necessarily happy to see him. But James Monroe really liked him. Madison would tolerate him. Jefferson and Jackson clashed a lot. He hated John Quincy Adams. But he was the guy that proved that the American dream was possible. A 13-year-old orphan who volunteered to fight in a war when most people would start in the 8th grade. When they said, you can't do that, you're too young, he said, I'll be a scout. He gets caught, he gets imprisoned. So right away, he was giving up his life for his country. His brother died in the war. His mom died right after the war. His brother that was just 1 year older, he died, did not survive captivity. So this guy was all alone and was raised by a country and paid it back the rest of his life and became a self-made millionaire. I hate that he had slaves. You hate that he had slaves. We can't believe anybody would have slaves. But back then, most of the South did. And that wasn't really made him who he was. It was part of the culture he was brought up in.
It is nothing short of criminal to think of what's been done with the way of history and education with kids today, because a lot of those events where those statues were taken down, as you mentioned, and those places was, in fact, done by kids, you know, folks on the younger side of the equation.
Yeah, I don't know what the curriculum is, but these kids are in their 20s, many of which are, in terms of the riots, many of which are seem to be white kids, and who have to be clueless into the plight of minorities in our country. You can study it, but you shouldn't be leading it, because you have no right to lead it. You have no idea. You're learning from other people what may or may not have been going on through their perception. And if you want to support it, I think that's laudable, perhaps. I think Black Lives Matter, yes. But I think the organization needs to be examined, number two. I mean, the guy that was trying to take down the Antifa statue, according to William Barr, the attorney general, had Antifa links. So what are we doing? Who is Antifa? What do you mean you're anti-fascist? That's the mask that you're basically fascist. You're anti-capitalist as well. You were well too organized, way too organized in taking that down, in wrecking New York City, and in wrecking Los Angeles, and taking out these most of Minneapolis's enterprising zones. You're way too organized. This is a movement against it. Do you know what they did over the weekend? They took down, they burned the statue of the Virgin Mary. Last week, they took down a saint in San Francisco. The week before, or last week as well, they took down and dismantled the statue of Frederick Douglass. What exactly is this message?
What do you think is behind this? Is this a bunch of clueless kids, or is there a much larger mission behind all of this?
I wouldn't say clueless because they seem so organized. I think ignorance, and, you know, when they drop off bricks in these cities and those bricks go through windows, let me ask you, how many people do you know have pallets of bricks laying around? How about none?
Yeah.
They were delivering bricks into the middle of blocks, and they knew exactly where to go to get these bricks. I mean, why is that? And materials to take out windows. Why is that? Because this was not a spontaneous act of anger. This was a looting fest to inspire a generation who might be unemployed or uninspired to do something anti-American, which at its roots don't want to make the country better. They just want to destroy the country.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen this movie before, right? In other countries, this has happened before. This is a part of a belief set. That's what I hope people are awake to, right?
You know what? I want to see what the interrogations are like with the people they catch. And I want to find out where this is at. And they got to start dismantling this group. Because, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIS haven't stopped. Al-Shabaab, all of them. At the same time, this group really appeared during the Bush years. I remember when he went to Seattle, I thought, who is this group, Antifa? What do you mean they're anarchists? Why were there anarchists at the G7? I thought to myself, what do you mean, anarchists? Well, I didn't even define that. That means lawlessness. What are they angry at? I go, oh, capitalism. Oh, that's kind of weird. But I never thought it was going to amount to anything because it means nothing. So now you have this group, many of which are Americans, doing something that I would expect China or Russia to do if they invaded, taking down the fundamentals of America, rewriting our history books, and taking down our monuments and statues. It is extremely concerning, but it's also it's alerting. So now you gave President Trump something to run on, not to make stuff on. You know, this is not the Defense of Marriage Act, where people are worried about same-sex marriage and they're going to rally around George Bush for their traditional values. No, this is America. This is distribution of funds. This is energy. If this Biden regime gets in there, fracking's got about 5 more years. Oil and gas, we're going to willingly fall behind. We're going to sign back into the Paris Trio Accord, which basically has us dismantling everything that is fueling our country. And you have law and order, and you will stand on the other side of law and order. Even though Biden hasn't come out and said, I'm going to defund the police, he certainly hasn't backed them. And he did stumble in the other day and say, yes, I would redirect funds. So if you are a policeman, a policewoman, the family of one, or the retired one, or a member of that union, at any level, if you're pro-law enforcement as a person or actually doing it as a living, you can never vote for a party that wants to destroy it and demean it. And that's what they're doing.
You just mentioned President Trump, and you and I have talked before about the parallels between the Trump presidency and Trump and his actions and those of Andrew Jackson. What do you think are the strongest similarities between the two?
Both hated by Washington, both only trusted their families, both very rich, both were very influential, both really ticked off the establishment, both hated the media. Jackson hated the media more than Trump. He created his own media service. He would keep bad articles, so when the reporters asked him for an interview, he'd make them defend their article to his face. So both very aggressive. You know, one's a war hero, one avoided the war. That's President Trump, avoided the war. One couldn't get into war quick enough. Both leaders, both don't really care that much for how their enemies perceive them. More were in love with how their allies supported them, and would get a lot of loyalty to people around them. I mean, Andrew Jackson had Martin Van Buren as a disciple, had James Buchanan as a disciple, had James K. Polk, and, of course, Sam Houston, which I wrote about in Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, that came out in paperback last month, that, you know, without Andrew Jackson, there is no Sam Houston. You know, and there is no Jackson era. The only one that wasn't for Jackson was William Henry Harrison, and he died in a month. I guess he didn't wear a jacket on his inaugural and never recovered. And the vice president liked Jackson, and there you go.
You have done so much to make what makes America great front and center. Your specials on Fox Nation are incredible, and obviously these books as well. I need to end with something positive. I need to end with something that we can give people in the way of a mission, roll up their sleeves and go to work on. How do we get people as interested in history as you are? How do we get kids in classrooms today to know as much of their founding fathers as you do? Don't answer that question yet, though. Not yet. Sorry, Brian. Want to hold everybody in suspense and not have the music cut off your answer. So don't even let me do that. But doesn't that just get your wheels turning to think about if kids today could be as immersed in these are great stories. Look at the comparisons to Andrew Jackson, for crying out loud, and Donald Trump. They both hated the media, and Jackson started his own media. I wish Trump would.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is.
I love Brian Kilmeade.
He
love
is great.
You, man.
More of Brian Kilmeade coming up on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. During challenging times, it's important to focus on positive actions that we can take now and how these will affect the future. If you've considered going back to school to advance your education and career, now is the time to act. The University of Mary offers online bachelor's and master's degrees in a number of fields, from business to criminal justice, education to healthcare. Finish your degree or begin a new one. The University of Mary knows your life and career experiences are valuable. That's why they offer credit for previous experience. Complete your degree sooner by earning credit for experience you already have. The application fee is waived. Just tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind. Start today. online.umary.edu/discover-more. All right. 16 before the top of the hour when we come back. Bob in Fargo wants to get in on the energy debate we started earlier. We're going to continue as well. We still have David Horowitz coming up for his book, Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. And Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends and more on what we all can do to celebrate history after this.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative.
Northland PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5-ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Lionel Richie. I love Lionel Richie. I got to pull a Kevin quick here.
Yeah?
I'm going to be Kevin for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I'm at a little diner on Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, Hollywood. I forget what, you know, where yeah, exactly yeah. I was at. And I see Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, hello.
Sitting a few tables away,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was kind of a big deal at the time. She comes over and asks something, you know, really dumb, like, you know, do you have extra sugar or something? I forget what it was. But,
really?
You know, she came over and said, yeah, sit here. So then a little while later, I'm noticing a guy get up behind us, Lionel Richie.
Okay.
He comes over to our table and says, How'd you get Sinead O'Connor to come to your table?
That's a good one.
I got a picture with him, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, wearing the most hideous, you know, California-like shirt I've ever owned. So, remember seeing that saying, you wore that?
Like, yeah, right.
You seriously wore that? I can't even believe this. PetroServe USA, you'll have a lot better meal if you go there today than I did in California. None of that foofy stuff. The folks at PetroServe USA know how to put on a meal. Hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie at the Valley City location. And somebody last night said, I don't want you to say this on the radio because other people will find the secret, but the best chicken ever is at PetroServe USA in Mandan. You bet it is.
Well, I'm going to argue with you on that. I'm going to say Glendon.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Of course, it's the same chicken. Yeah,
it's the same
chicken. Exactly right. So get the chicken. It's fantastic. Harwood location of the meatball dinner today. Meatball dinner. So if you stop by 29 Harwood. Taco Skillet at 12th Avenue North Fargo. Sloppy Joe's with mac and cheese because it's mac and cheese day today. Did you know that? It is mac and cheese day.
Did not know.
Kid you not. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Sloppy Joe's with mac and cheese. PetroServe USA. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. One time I was homesick for something, and I was really bored, and the kids were home, and so I decided to do mac and cheese in a crock pot. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Then regular mac and cheese, right, like on the stove, which I'm pretty good at making that.
Yep.
It's about the only thing
I'm
I make.
A master. Yep.
And that and pierogies. Those are the two things I can make. Okay. And then I did the microwave mac and cheese stuff, okay, and I did a taste test with the kids.
Ooh.
Yeah, just to see, like, do they really notice between them, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody picked the crock pot.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
It was a mix between the other. I prefer the crock pot one.
I like the crap, but then I do a baked one. And again, a baked crock with
breadcrumbs
over the top.
That's
three cheeses.
Yeah, now we're talking. Yeah.
Look,
see what happens when we talk about PetroServe USA and, Sloppy Joe's with mac and cheese. We get a little hungry. All right, let me let Brian answer the big question here. Sorry for the wait. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends, Fox Nation, great author. I want everybody as excited about history as you are. I want classrooms to light up like you light up with this discussion. How do we do it?
Well, I would just go to the Fox Nation, and I would take a look at the series. Got 24 features up there now. They're about a half hour length, somewhat longer, maybe 40 minutes. And I'll bring you to Mount Vernon, bring you to Monticello, bring you to the Hermitage, bring you to Jefferson Island in the middle of the Keys. I will, I'll bring you to the first settlement in the history of our country before we, were a country over in St. Augustine, Florida. Also give you a tour of the White House they just posted last week, in a way in which you probably have never possibly seen it before. You certainly will get it an in-person tour. But along the way, you'll see how special these people were before us. How they knew they were making history when they were making history, and how much hope they had for our country. And they knew they weren't perfect. They knew slavery was bad. They just didn't know how many ways to get out of it. John Adams goes out of it, but he was kind of, he was, Benjamin Franklin got out of it. Alexander Hamilton got out of it, never was part of it. But when you were born into that generation, when your father had a farm and you're George Washington and your brother gave it to you and it's run by slaves, the first thing you do is don't say, okay, I'm going to throw out all these slaves where people told you your whole life, that's the way it is. Jefferson's father, too, that's the way it is. And they say that the one big miss that Washington had was in his second inaugural. Why didn't he make it about getting rid of slavery? They were already costing him more money than he was making them. They were old and aging out on his farm. They couldn't work anymore. And he was their medical insurance and cared tremendously. And why wouldn't he use that opportunity to change the trajectory of the country? We certainly wouldn't have needed in the 1960s if Washington had done that in the 1780s. So they did so many great things, but they weren't perfect. I think we find that all what made America great. But I guess what? Everyone listening to us right now? Nobody's perfect. I'm not. You're not. Nobody listening is. We're just trying to be better every day and appreciate greatness when we see it.
By the way, the books, Andrew Jackson, we talked a little bit about today, The Miracle of New Orleans, The Battle That Shaped America's Destiny is a great lesson as well. A little summer reading before the kids go back to school, hopefully. And Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the other, and the latest Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, Brian Kilmeade. See him on Fox and Friends. Watch him on Fox Nation and listen to him on the radio and read his books. The guy's everywhere. Brian, thanks. Always great to catch up with you. He is.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
He is just a gem. He's just a gem. He is. Full of energy always.
Love that guy.
You know how well he treats our listeners when we take those tours to New York City and we go to Fox and Friends?
Really?
It's phenomenal. I'm going to get Bob in here quick before the break. Bob, quickly, tell me what's on your mind. Sorry for the wait. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, this is Bob right here. Sure, Scott.
Now I can hear you.
Love your show.
Well, thank you. Can I ask you to hang on just a little bit longer? I'm sorry, we're up against the clock, and I don't want to rush your comment, okay? Don't go anywhere, Bob. Sorry about that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Are you looking to upgrade your job status? Blattner Energy is hosting a job fair in Powers Lake, North Dakota on Wednesday, July 15th. They are looking for safety-conscious personnel with experience or interest in the following positions: equipment operators like grader, dozer, and scraper drivers, and general labor for concrete and general construction. If interested, you are encouraged to stop by the Legion Hall in Powers Lake from noon to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th. Jobs will be for a wind construction project in the Columbus, North Dakota area. Remember, the job fair is Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 8 p.m. at the Legion Hall in Powers Lake. If you are unable to attend the job fair or would like to apply prior to the job fair, please visit their website at blattnerenergy.com. All job offers are contingent upon receiving a negative drug and alcohol test result and a satisfactory physical examination. Field employees are subject to random drug testing, criminal background checks, and some may require a valid driver's license with an acceptable motor vehicle record. Blattner Energy is an equal opportunity employer.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.